For the next several shows, we'll be on the Hawaiian Islands. What better place to start with a traditional Hawaiian luau? Except that's not what you'll get here. It's one of the top shows on the islands, and it goes far beyond what most people expect. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Nani Marston is director of Luau Kalamaku. We have all heard of luaus, but this performance tells a story that was common to the earliest inhabitants of the Pacific Islands.
They're experiencing the remarkable journey that we took as a people, leaving one shore and reuniting in a new land, which happened very often in early Hawaii.
Nani wrote most of the music and helps direct the show, noted to be one of the top performances in the entire state.
We have a great fire scene, one of the best in the state, that shows all the fire knife dancers, also the five foibles. We really tell a story there.
The story that Nani wrote, which is performed here, is emotional. It tells of the journeys many families made as they explored the vast ocean.
In the early days, many of them perished and didn't make it to the new land. And stories like this, as a father leaving a daughter, happened all the time. It would have taken anywhere from 3 weeks to not landing. Later on, they got down to reading the stars in the ocean's currents very well.
Many Hawaiian luau simply demonstrate native Hawaiian dances and rituals. You will still see some of that here, but this show goes above and beyond. That's an important point Nani had to get across to those who wanted to be in the show.
When I cast for this, many of the men came and said, I'm a hula dancer, and I said, that's wonderful. And here's all this other stuff we're going to do, which is motivation, and you'll be in a sailing scene, and you'll be catching each other before falling off the boat.
This luau is one of the top attractions on the island of Kauai. Traveling the countryside in Lihue, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.